Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello?
So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Jill.
Hey, Jill, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Well, I think my husband is lying to me about something, and I need your help.
Okay.
Well, okay then. What is your husband's name?
Terry.
Okay. So what do you think Terry is lying to you about exactly?
We were in his truck Saturday. We're at the drive-thru. And the total for our food was something like $10.16. So he's getting ready to hand the girl a 20, and I'm like, hang on. I got 16 cents in here. You know, I'm digging through my purse. It's a black hole for stuff like that.
Right.
And then I spilled everything. So now everything in my purse is all over the floor of his truck.
Okay.
So when we get home, I spend a few minutes picking everything up, looking around, see if I forgot anything. And under his front passenger seat, there was a stick of lip gloss, and it definitely ain't mine.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. So I walk in the house. He's all like, to get everything? And I said, yeah, as a matter of fact. And I got a few extra things. Like, whose lip gloss is this?
Okay, and what'd he say?
Well, it sure as hell ain't mine, so I'm assuming it's yours. Excuse me. I'm like, sweetheart, I don't wear this kind of lip gloss. I have never worn this kind of lip gloss my entire adult life. So it ain't mine.
See, at this point, if I'm him, I'm walking right over to you, grabbing that thing and going, actually, it's mine, and putting it on my lips. Then I'm telling you, I'm a drag queen every Sunday when you're not. I'm doing anything to convince you to drop this argument.
That's not what he did. Listen to this. He denies knowing anything. And then the next day, he comes up to me and he says, you know, about that lip gloss, I just remembered. There's a girl I work with. She took her car in to get inspected and needed someone to drop her off later to pick it up. So I did that. It's got to be hers. It's
so,
her lip gloss.
So he had no explanation at first, and then one miraculously appeared a day later.
I'm thinking to myself, a whole day. It took you a whole day to come up with an inspection story.
So you don't believe him?
No, not really. I do not.
Okay.
I mean, if it makes you feel any better, I don't believe that story either.
And Jill,
who would?
You don't have like a teenage daughter who maybe got a ride to school or soccer practice or anything?
No.
So who does the lip gloss really belong to? And what is this person doing in your husband's truck? These are the questions that we're trying to answer.
Yes, please. Okay. I want the truth. I don't think I've gotten that yet. I want the truth.
Okay. So we're going to need your husband's number. And now here's what we're going to do. Ash, text him something like, hey, it's me. Just got a new phone.
Okay.
So this is my new number. But then right after that, right, by the way, I didn't happen to accidentally leave my lip gloss in your car, did I?
Okay.
Dang Hill.
It's a truck. It's a truck. Okay. I don't know if that matters, but it's
all
a truck.
All right, so put truck and okay. instead of car. And then, Jill, what flavor lip gloss was like? Do you remember what it looked like?
It's bright pink. It's by Maybelline, and it says baby lips on the outside.
Baby lips.
I know. I never use that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Baby lips.
Okay, so we can give him a pretty good description then in the text message. So, all right, let's see what happens when we text him that, and then we'll wait for his response. So, Jill, we're going to need that number, and then we'll send the text during the commercial. We'll read his response, if there is one, when we come back next.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
All right, we'll catch up real quick on what's been going on, and then we'll get to the texting messages. So, Jill is married to Terry, and they were in his truck. She was trying to help him out with some change for a fast food order or something, and she spilled everything in his truck. So she cleaned it up when they got home, and while she was cleaning up her stuff, look what she found.
So, when we get home, I spend a few minutes picking everything up, looking around, see if I forgot anything. And under his front passenger seat, there was a stick of lip gloss, and it definitely ain't mine.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So I walk in the house. He's all like, "Did you get everything?" And I said, "Yeah, as a matter of fact." And I got a few extra things. Like, whose lip gloss is this?
Okay, and what'd he say?
"Well, it sure as hell ain't mine, so I'm assuming it's yours." "Excuse me." I'm like, "Sweetheart, I don't wear this kind of lip gloss. I have never worn this kind of lip gloss my entire adult life. So it ain't mine." He denies knowing anything. And then the next day, he comes up to me and he says, "You know, about that lip gloss, I just remembered. There's a girl I work with. She took her car in to get inspected and needed someone to drop her off later to pick it up. So I did that. It's got to be hers. It's her lip gloss."
So he had no explanation at first, and then one miraculously appeared a day later.
I'm thinking to myself, a whole day. It took you a whole day to come up with an inspection story.
So you don't believe him?
No.
All right, so now, this is the first Wednesday in a while that we've had Lowell here with us. We have the benefit of having an attorney here, somebody who can tell the difference between the truth and a fabrication. Do you believe this story?
Well, as somebody who is using lip gloss right now.
Right. Yes. I didn't want to share that.
I think that it really was his lip gloss, but he was embarrassed and ashamed to tell her that he's a cross lip gloss guy.
Look, that's not the weirdest thing. That's not the weirdest thing we would have ever heard on Dirty Work Wednesday.
I'm wearing it.
Okay.
I said baloney.
Yeah. All right. Now, Ashley, let's get to what did you text to Jill's husband, Terry?
Okay, so I wrote, "Hey, it's me. Just got a new phone, so my number's different. By the way, did I happen to accidentally leave my lip gloss in your truck? It's pink, and it says baby lips on the outside."
Okay, what did he write back?
Okay, so he wrote, "Actually, my wife found it. She asked me whose it was, and I said, I don't know. It must be yours. She wasn't too happy. So I wrote back, 'Sorry, I didn't mean to get you in trouble.' And then he wrote, 'It's okay. I like getting in trouble with you.'
Ooh.
Speaking of that, when can we get into more trouble?" And then he said, "This weekend? ?
Okay. So at this point, it seems pretty obvious that something's going on here, Jill.
Yeah, something is definitely going on here. Yeah. That's what I thought. Did he mention a name? Did he call her anything?
No name. Sorry.
You know what, though? Hold on. You know, we could try to get it, though. Why didn't you text him? Okay, text him. So this will be my new phone number from now on. And then be like, "By the way, what number did you have for my old one? Was it that number ending in like 1045? See if he writes back, "No, it was, you know, blankety blank this number with the real number." And if he sends us the real number, I say we call this girl.
Okay, hold on. I'm typing. Let's see. Number ending. Okay, sent. And now we wait.
Yes. Okay, so let's not go back into music yet. Let's actually wait. Why don't you tease like E on the Z real quick? What's coming up in E on the Z?
We're going to talk about this new singing competition that's coming up, focused on something totally different. And Channing Tatum and Jessie J, each other's biggest fans. And he's texting me right now.
Hold on.
Oh, wow. He just sent the contact. You know how when somebody asks you, hey, do you have Jeff's number? And you just send the whole contact, a little blurb of the name? That's what he did.
Oh, okay. So we have a name and number then.
Yep. Skylar Hottie. And that is incredibly lame.
Okay. So, Jill, we have a name and number now. Do you want to talk to this girl?
You bet your ass I want to talk to that girl.
All right, let's play one song. Something tells me we need a song here. And then we'll play a short song. And then we will call her when we come back.
Hello?
Hi, is this Skylar?
Yes, it is.
Good. I was just calling to let you know you left your lip gloss in my husband's truck. Do you want that back? Hello?
I'm sorry, who is this?
This is Jill. You may not know me, but you know my husband, Terry. That'd be the married guy you've been messing around with behind my back.
I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, well, let me help you connect the dots. You and Terry, you've been seeing each other. You don't think I know, but I do. And do you know how I know? Because my husband is a fucking moron. The other reason I know is because you, also a fucking moron, left your lip gloss in his truck and I found it. It's pink. It says baby lips on it. Recognize that? Then you want to keep lying to me and making shit up, or are we just going to drop all this and talk like women? Hello?
Oh, my God. I had no idea he was married.
Yeah, well, there's your another lie from you, because I just texted him. He said you did know, so are we going to keep doing this?
I don't know what you want me to say to you.
How about we start with, how can you honestly mess around with a man you knew was married? You want to explain that part to me, bitch?
I don't know. It's just complicated.
Well, I'm going to uncomplicate things for you, okay? Leave my fucking husband alone. We are married. And I know you don't have any concept of what that means, so let me explain. It's a teachable moment, bitch. If you think he's leaving me, he ain't. If you think he's in love with you, nope, he ain't that either. And if you think I am just going to let you mess around with him, I ain't. You ever watch the Nature Channel, bitch? Ever seen that? You know what happens to a mother lion when another bitch comes around messing with her family? You ever seen that? That's me. I will rip your fucking head off and throw it in the trash, which is where your morals are. Get the fuck out of our lives and stay there. Are we clear? Does that make sense? Is it less complicated?
Oh my God.
That was awesome. I think you scared the crap out of her.
She should have known better. Jesus.
That part
about
the mama lion, that was like fierce.
Yeah, and I want to know, what's mama lion going to do to daddy lion the next time she sees him?
Well, let's just say that little happy bitch got off easy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.